Whoa. Hola.
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 Hello. Good morning, everybody. Oh, Troy.
Ay, que buen bonito.
There's a lot of stuff I want to talk about that I just can't right
now.
We
just can't.
No. We hope you're up and we hope you're staying up here this morning.
With us.
With us. That's right. We're going to have a fun morning show this morning. I can promise you that. There's so many things I want to say about Troy right now, but I can't find the right words to say them. So we'll just skip that part.
Oh, you can, but we're not going to.
All right, man. Hope you're having a great morning here so far. We're going to make it even better for you, I promise. Except for one story we have, which confuses me, and maybe you guys can help me through this. The city of St. Augustine wants to increase water and wastewater fees and more fees because of Mississippi.
The river or the state?
The state and water stuff that's happening there. So we're going to increase water costs to people here because these weirdos are concerned with another state. This makes zero sense.
Yeah.
This makes zero sense.
Troy doesn't like Mississippi.
Well, who likes Mississippi?
Who Nobody really does?
So I don't even like trying to spell Mississippi.
Yeah. I'm dyslexic, so you know how many S's I throw in there?
Sissy.
All right. My kind of state. All right.
Sorry, I had to. You can't just leave that golden goose and not do something with that.
Usually I'm the one with the timing, but David crushed that one.
Whoa, that's out of the park.
All right,
that is long gone.
New shirt, my kind of stink.
All right, we will talk about that and a whole lot more. We've got a special announcement from the sheriff's office to put on your radar. And, more. We've got more.
Okay.
Yeah, before we get into all that, it's going to be a great show here today, I promise you that. I will tell you that our friends at Old City Homes are the building company you can count on. They build high-quality, affordable houses that include wood cabinets, granite countertops, tile baths, and much, much more. Give Jerry a call and see if he has a new house and built for you, 904-466-9505. Also, big shout out to our friends at not that one. They are Fidus Roofing, also our friends, but Bozard are our friends at this very moment in the show. Bozard Ford Lincoln, proud to have served the St. Augustine community for three generations. Out there on the Bozard campus at I-95 and State Road 16, you are going to find the newest product from Ford and Lincoln, along with the best selection of pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models in the area. They've got a state-of-the-art service department, the quick lane for express service and parts. And no trip to the dealership is complete without a stop at Ford's Garage to get one of their signature burgers. Everything from delivery of your new car in your very own driveway to mobile service for your fleet of company vehicles or anything in between. The team at Bozard Ford Lincoln ready to meet your needs in a way that is designed exclusively for you. Come let their family take care of your family. They are Bozard Ford Lincoln, and they are driven to inspire. Also, big shout out to Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations, Realty and Auction, Flashes and Brilliance, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, Bacon Storage, Island Prep Elementary, BHF Insurance, and 44 Spanish Street Inn. We will talk about very, very soon. But first, good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing this morning?
Hey, happy Thursday.
How did we get here? It's weekend eve!
Yeah, wow. That was a fast week.
Last week
was a slow week.
Last week was a short week, and it was super slow.
So slow.
This week's a long week, and it's super fast.
How did we get here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I am not complaining.
Nope. I'm not mad either, man.
Got a lot to do this weekend.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's go.
Yeah, a lot to do this weekend. I'm working a lot around the house.
You have a very busy Saturday.
Boy, I had a frustrating yesterday. I got to tell you, I'm going to vent about my yesterday. I'm going to vent about my yesterday when we start the show because yesterday was one of the most frustrating days I've ever had in my life.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Because you wore your hug shirt.
You did?
It is.
Yeah.
And a lot of people tried to hug me. You know what's weird about that shirt is more people try to hug me when I wear that shirt.
The purpose of the shirt.
I think it actually is.
The therapy behind it.
The purpose of the shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning to hug.
Yeah.
Learning to hug again.
Oh, great.
All right, Troy, do we have a question of the day?
We do have a question of the day.
Okay, I assumed we did.
The question of the day is, what fast food place or restaurant do you wish was still in St. Augustine?
Ugh.
See, there's so many that come to mind.
Oh, like, my gosh.
With me, like, I really loved a Dairy Queen Blizzard.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
They stole it from me. Yeah. And my other drunk food is Crystal Burger. And it's gone.
You're the only person who misses Crystals. I was just about to say, is, nobody misses Crystals.
And the only reason I went there is, like, if you drive by, like, you've all done this, driven by Taco Bell and the line's, like, wrapped around. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, I'll try a Crystal. And that was like my backup.
I'd have a leaf or some bark before a Crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a
Crystal, especially here, was awful.
Is that the same thing as like a White Castle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we had up north.
Exactly.
Yeah. I had it once and never again.
But probably a little dirtier.
Yeah, I mean, it's dirty. Period.
Look, man, a friend of mine said this, and I had the same experience out there at Crystals. And a lot of times you would go to Crystals and pay for your food. And the poor guy, it's not his fault. The working conditions were probably horrible. But the guy takes your money and he's just sweating bullets.
Yeah.
Sweating buckets, man. Yeah. It's just like, ugh.
Poor guy.
I know, poor guy. I feel bad for the guy, but bro, I don't want sweaty food.
Yeah.
I don't want sweaty food.
Steak and Shake dude hustles.
Steak and Shake?
There's one dude. He takes your order. He's cleaning the bathroom. He's doing the
They have more staff now.
Oh, they do?
Okay. Yeah. All I'll give a big shout out to Nick. I know half their staff because there's only like four of them. There's not very many of them.
You already named 25% of them.
Yeah. Nick is my guy out there, man.
Yeah.
Nick, I start to order and Nick already knows who I am. He'll complete the rest of my order. That's how often I'm going to fast food places. Yeah, really actually terrible.
Wow.
It's kind of like me at a bar where they just sit down and it's like, okay, thanks.
That's nice though. Yeah. It's like a drive-through service. Yeah.
Well,
all right. So restaurant,
makes you feel bad.
Restaurant that's gone. I mean, and my restaurant that's gone is Shivers Barbecue. I don't know if you guys really remember Shivers Barbecue in San Marco.
Mm-hmm. No.
So it was like the barbecue place and like where a lot of old school people went, to
like Schooners.
Yeah.
No, it was more just like a little barbecue place and it probably sat maybe 25 people, but all the people, Mr. Bozard was always in there because he walked right over and it was kind of like a men's group without being a men's group. You know,
okay.
So how did the men's group let this go? Close? Like seriously,
it's the guy who owned
they didn't let women in. Women were spending all the money.
Apparently,
the guy who owned Shivers won the lottery.
Oh wow! No way! That's a great reason to close.
It closed. He won like $4 million or something like that.
One of the first
Florida lottos. Well, it's been 30 years. So, but
still,
he won the lottery.
Like, yeah.
One of the early lottery winners.
That is amazing.
No reason to wake up early.
Heck yeah. Boy, I win a big lottery, and that's the day this show stops.
No way.
Probably not. I'd probably continue to do this and just not tell anybody.
Yeah.
I'd do it remotely.
I'd be from Hawaii.
Yeah. I'm in the BVI again.
There he is. What's happening in St. Augustine? You guys got to tell me because I literally have no idea. I haven't been there.
Quick check of the weather. That wouldn't change at all. Olivia still don't know what's going on.
Okay. I'm going to name two I'm going to name one that people may not even remember. Okay. Me and my dad were just talking about this recently. The Exonitis family used to own a place called Spanish Landing on San Marco.
Okay.
You probably don't remember this place, Troy.
I don't remember where.
Small place. It was probably only around for 6 or so years, maybe. But I used to go there a lot as a kid. My parents used to take me there a lot as a kid. It was really good food. I can still taste their pasta. Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Really good.
That's
stuff.
The kind of place that I wanted this question to bring up.
Reminisce. Okay.
Yeah. 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 And then there was one place I was never been to, but it was once an iconic St. Augustine location was that Marty's Seafood.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember Marty's.
Yeah.
That one I remember.
Yeah. Big red roof, I think, right there on the corner by where the water tower used to be.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. That was just this answer to the question was just a big flex that I've actually lived here for a very long time.
It
was me proving that I've lived here for a very long time.
Amy Shivers.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, do you guys remember Cafe Atlantico on the beach? That was probably about 10 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
There's that
I
one.
I think I ate there once.
Yeah, I loved it because they had gnocchi in the paper. It was so good. And they also, I got to go with Zaharia's.
Oh, Zaharia's.
I was just crashed when Zaharia's closed. Yeah. God, that was wings.
That was one of my Sunday breakfast places.
Yeah, major.
That was one of my Sunday breakfast places.
I got to tell you, nobody works harder than Angelica Zaharia's. I mean, she is just an amazing human being. She never missed a day, just like her dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah, that's a good one, Davey. That's a very good one. Yeah.
Yep.
Clay, what do you got?
I'm going to go with Paula's Burgers. It was down on the beach by 206.
Mm.
I forget what it turned into, though.
Mm.
Not as good.
Okay.
Not as good. It's never not Paula's as good. It's never, Burger. Like, once it's your place and then, like, somebody else comes in or a new owner, it never improves. It's always like, oh, I just hope they
maintain. Had really good burgers and beer, and the fam would always go there when I was back in town, so.
Okay. Okay. I gotta tell you, though, Ned's is still holding pretty strong.
Yeah, Ned's,
Ned's is still holding pretty strong. You still drive by Ned's, and there's a full parking lot. The food's still really, really good.
Yep. Yeah.
I'll give him that for sure.
Yep.
And
Gypsy Cabin, and actually the Beacon, has improved from the corner bar.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
So I retract that because sometimes it gets better.
Sometimes it does.
Yep.
It definitely is an exception to the rule, though.
It is rare.
Okay, cool. Well, I've just seen from your phone, Troy, that we got a lot of comments popping up about that. So I'll be looking forward to checking that
fun.
After the show. Yeah, man. What about a quick check of the weather?
Dreary.
That quick check of the weather brought to you by our friends at Great Expectations Realty and Auction. They can sell your home, your business, and everything in it. Check them out at geauction.com.
By the way, I just want to say for the record, I nailed yesterday's weather report.
You did.
Yeah, because you kept it vague.
Mm.
Yeah, nailed it.
I said it was it was the least chance of rain, and it didn't rain.
You didn't say that.
The least chance of rain in like the last 30 days.
I think you said it might rain. I think that was your weather.
I said
report.
It might not rain.
Might not rain. That's right. Yeah.
Very
might
different.
Not it's very different.
Such a fine print reader.
And I just have the, you know, the feeling of wanting to be right.
Yeah, of course. You fight for the right every day. Yeah. I know.
And I want you to be right. I want you to continue to be the most accurate weatherman in St. John's County.
Yeah.
It's big good title. It's good for us to say for this network.
It big is. Title.
It's. Oof. All right, man. I just got to vent a little bit on my experience.
Just let it out, man.
Yeah, what happened? Oh, my God.
What had happened?
Yesterday. Holy crap, man. I have two pictures I want to print out. Two pictures. That's it. I want to get them.
Oh, I saw your online thing.
Oh, my God. I want to get them 11 by 17. That's it.
No, easy.
11 by 17. Easy. Yeah. No big deal. So I walk into Office Max. I'm like, Office Max, they do a lot of printing. I've done printing with them before. They typically do an okay job, even though you have to do it all yourself now.
Yeah.
So I go into Office Max. I'm like, hey, I just need to print out a couple things, 11 by 17. Can I do that here? Well, I'm sorry, sir. You can't do that in store. You have to put in an order online. I can't do it in store. I can't just hand you a USB drive anymore, and you can't just put it in your computer and print it out. Got to do it all online. Got to do it. So put in your order online, and then it's no problem. It'll come to us. We'll print it out. You pick it up same day. Okay, great. Okay, fine. A little bit of an inconvenience, but I can do that. Go home, put in the order, blah, 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 blah. Hit send, and it's like, your delivery will come Tuesday the 20th.
What?
I'm like, no, I don't want a delivery. But there's no other option. It runs you through the whole thing. And I spent half the day looking for another option, looking for the in-store pickup option.
Oh,
so I go back to the store.
This is not
I'm bad. Like, hey, I just put in this order, and I just need to pick it up. You know, I know you guys are going to print it. I just need to pick it up instead of having it delivered to my house. Well, sir, we can't do that. The order here says that you can't change the delivery method on the order. We're going to have to print it and send it to you.
Oh my God. I can only imagine the fire coming out of your ears. Yeah.
I'm like, really? Really? She's like, you got to call the customer service line.
Ooh.
By this time, it's like $4.59.
Not a way.
You got to call the customer service line and have them change it. So obviously I can't call customer service anymore. It's past 5 by the time I get to the house.
It's past 5 and you'd have to go through 92 different buttons.
Yeah.
Just so you can't get there
right.
In an easy manner.
So I figure, okay, there's an option to text a representative, right? So I'm sitting here texting a representative. I'm like, ma'am, I just got a real easy request. I just need to change this from delivery to pickup. She's like, I'm sorry, sir. It can only be delivered on the date that it's going to be delivered. I'm like, yeah. But you, so you guys don't print it out in store? Kindly know that we do print this out in store. Okay, great. I say, okay, great. Then if you guys could just print it tomorrow in store, I can pick it up tomorrow in store. And that was problem solved. Mm-hmm. Sir, we can't do that. You're going to have to wait until Tuesday to get your order.
Oh my, yes.
Are you freaking kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, mm-hmm. this is when I turn into, I guess, a Kyle or
Karen.
I usually am not going to yell at this person because they're just like
going with the script.
I say, okay, here's what I need you to do.
Yeah.
I need you to tell me who in this store can fire you.
Oh my God. Yeah. That?
Yeah.
All right. And I want that person to come over and talk to me.
Yeah, that's what I would have done if I was still in store. Unfortunately, I was texting this.
I've done it online, too. I've done it online, too. I was like, I will find out who it is because now you've taken me to that level.
Yeah. See, you really got invested here. I would have been like, nah, forget it on the first round. Like,
No. I mean, for me, it was just like, okay, you guys can't handle a simple task. Cancel the order. I'm going to go somewhere else. No, I didn't get it printed.
Give it to me. I'll take it.
No, I'm going to a totally different place. I'm not bothering with them anymore. I'm not doing that anymore. No, I'm not doing it.
I can get it taken care of for you.
No, I'm not. I don't even need to get it taken care of. I'm going to get it taken care of. I'm going to go to one of the local places. A lot of people recommended Pip Printing.
Perfect.
The two places people recommended were Pip Printing and then Staples, but I'm probably not going to do the corporate thing anymore.
I think the UPS place.
UPS, that was the recommendation.
All over the comments. UPS, UPS, everybody.
Yeah. Well, I know when Shauna worked there, I knew they did that. I don't know. She doesn't work there anymore. She's in another location now. But
okay.
But I know they did it then because I had some stuff done there.
OfficeMax is the worst. I mean, they don't even legitimately really even have a printing department anymore.
Yeah, on the way out.
Our list is
they long. Are the worst.
Yeah, they are the Sitco of printers.
The Sitco of printers. That's right. Boy, I was so mad. Yeah, I probably could have gone into the hospital for some sort of blood pressure issue or something.
Oh, my God.
Dude, man.
And see, the one thing about being bald is, like, when you get mad, your blood pressure goes up. Everyone sees it. Okay. You can't hide it. It's like a barometer up here.
Yeah. The smoke starts coming out. Yeah.
You can't hide being mad and be bald at the same time.
I was just like, the sheer incompetence here on every freaking end. And I'm not a person who complains, man. I get it. People have to do their job. There's restrictions on everybody's job. But this is not a hard thing to fix. This is, if I get pissed off.
All you have to do is hit a button.
I know.
That's all you have to do.
If I get pissed off at somebody, it's because if I was in that position, I would work my damnedest to make sure it got resolved.
100%. You know? That's love and beyond.
I'm going to ask a couple questions and you tell me.
Troy, don't get me fired up again here this morning. Now you think that's your job.
How old is the person that was giving you this in
the store?
Are we going
to go with age, really?
No, I really am.
Oh, good Lord.
I think the two people that were there, I would say probably the first young lady was probably younger than 40. The next woman I talked to was probably 50.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had them both young and just following the book and not.
Okay. No, they could have.
And just, okay, this is the way we have to do this and have bad interaction skills. Because I'm telling you right now, the younger generation has interaction skills
as
older generation.
Yeah, they could care less.
So, and that's where I was like, that's the reason I was asking that question.
Just the
interaction skills.
They literally have a head on a body.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Have failed and like, oh, nope, this is what the book says.
Got to do it this
way. I can't think outside of this. So that's the reason I was asking that question.
Interesting.
Dude, you're gonna print it there. You can't just
Was there like a major project? Like maybe they were printing. Like,
of course there wasn't. They gave.
Talk to him.
Wow.
It literally would take less than 2 minutes.
It legitimately would. Less than 2 minutes. And I don't even work at OfficeMax. I can tell you for sure, legitimately less than 2 minutes.
I don't understand that.
Wow. Unfreaking believable. Never. I just can never do it again. I will never. Ever go back to their printing department for anything. Nothing ever, never.
Leave town now.
Yeah, right. When I get done with this show, I expect Office Depot to be closed.
Take Sitco with you.
Yeah.
They've reduced their printing department. It's no longer.
Bring back Shivers.
Yeah, bring back Shivers.
Put Shivers there.
And Spanish Landing.
Woo! Right there.
Paula's Burger House.
Yeah.
And not crystals. Not crystals.
Do not call Angelica back from retirement. We'll leave her.
Let her enjoy it.
She worked hard.
Let her enjoy it.
That's hilarious. They could stay close to there.
I could use the breakfast she right now.
No, I know, though, right?
Yeah. So that was my entire day yesterday. It was my entire damn day yesterday.
I hate that.
I would have blown up.
Oh, dude, you have no idea.
I'm fairly calm until I'm not.
I know, me too.
When it gets to that point, then it's like there's no coming back from it. And it's just like, my family gets embarrassed. They're like, oh, gosh,
Oh, yeah.
Dad's in that mode, someone's going to cry.
Yeah.
So I'm about to make someone cry.
Because I was real close to being Toxic Pete, man. Yeah. Oh. I was that close to just like walking out of Office Max and hitting everything off the shelf as I left.
Okay.
And, I've never gotten that bad.
That takes it up a notch.
It takes a lot to get me there. But it's violent. Happened before.
I've never gotten that bad.
I've gotten that bad. When people really piss me off, I would just take my hand down a whole shelf while I'm walking down it and just blip, 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 blip.
Did you see the video of the people in Chick-fil-A? They were angry because their order took too long, and then they ended up stealing everyone's like DoorDash and stuff.
No,
really?
You know how they set it on the side for the DoorDash
people and stuff
like that?
Yeah.
They like scream it at them or something like that, and it really hadn't taken that long, but it was like, someone was filming them, and they literally, as they're walking out, they just grab everyone's DoorDash and just walk out.
Oh, well, that's a way to do it.
Yeah.
They're like, one of these bags is going to have what I want in it.
Oh, my friends used to hose me off if I got too angry.
They did. They went
I'm not going to touch it.
Yeah. Water calms me down.
No, it doesn't really. What's the next story, please? Let's just move on. Now I'm uncomfortable.
All right. Sing Out Loud Festival.
Okay.
It's not the Scream Out Loud Festival. That's what I'm doing here this morning. The Sing Out Loud Festival.
Clay, put the hose down. Really?
Yeah, please. Clay, don't bring that in here. There's too much equipment.
Doesn't work on Pete.
No, it doesn't work on me. It'll only piss me off more. We got a lot of great acts coming to playing in St. Augustine this week.
Mm.
That's good. We got a little bit of a schedule here for you.
There is a Women's Refuge golf tournament at the Royal for the St. John's Women's Refuge this weekend, too. So I just wanted to throw
that out. I saw that. Yeah, okay.
Could you have waited until I was done with
the... No, I thought you needed a stall. You were
stalling. I didn't need a stall!
Okay. Jeez. Here we go. Mini Mussolini. Here we go.
Oh, dear God. I don't work at Office Depot.
Yeah. Projecting.
September 16th. Tomorrow.
Ooh.
We've got snail mail with Snooper and the Posits.
Snail mail with Snooper and the Posits?
And the Pauses.
Oh, the Pauses.
Yeah.
Oh.
Group I've never heard of, but they're going to be at the AMP from 7 to 10:30 at the Backyard Stage.
Nice.
Yeah. We've got a showcase at the Oak featuring, I guess, a lot of people.
Oh.
That's going to be from 7 to 10. We've got the Beacon Showcase, 7:30 to 10. That's free. These are all free, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And then we've got a Metal Showcase at Nobby's. 8:30 to 11:59 p.m.
Oh.
Okay. That's also free. We got a lot more, and I took up a lot of time ranting and raving, so, you can check those out at the 904.
Well, we got Dylan coming on the show next week.
We do.
Talk about this. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Singer-songwriter.
Oh. That's different. Way different.
But that's part of Sing Out Loud, though, right?
Yeah.
The singer-songwriter fest.
Yeah.
Portion of
it. So it's like a fest inside of a fest.
Yeah, they combined a few fests year's Sing Out Loud. I think they were getting tired of doing three separate fests.
Okay.
So they combined the fests.
Smart.
The Gamble Rogers, I think, festival is part of Sing Out Loud now, right?
I think they're still on their own.
They're on the fringe.
I think there's a Gamble Rogers element to Sing Out Loud.
There might be as a fundraiser for it because theirs is in the spring.
Okay.
Gamble Rogers is usually the first weekend of May.
Okay. So. My parents used to hang out with Gamble Rogers back in the day.
Wow.
I only met him once.
And, did you?
Lolly, his daughter, is running the festival now, and she's doing a really good job with that. So.
Cool. Kind of a legend around here.
Yes, he is a legend. He was pretty amazing, and unfortunately, the way he passed was very sad.
It was an accident.
Very sad. No, he was trying to save somebody.
Trying to save somebody from drowning, right?
Trying to save someone.
Yeah. Jeez. All right, there's a road widening project coming up. The stories just get more boring and more boring from here after.
No,
the,
this
after
is exciting. Where is this? Good.
Isn't this exciting?
To.
Okay.
Yes, this is horrible for dog walkers out there. So, yes, widen the roads here.
This is happening at 210.
Okay. Everything is in. Okay. Good luck, everybody. And then enjoy your wide roads. I'll be down here with a svelte, skinny, old fashioned.
I love how David Clay, was bring all the hose into back it.
In. Clay, bring back in the hose for David.
The hose is out.
Improvements are coming to a busy road in St. John's County, they say. County Road 210 between Greenbrier Road and Southampton Clubway will soon be wider. Great. And it may help your commute, they say. County Engineer Dwayne Kent says those changes could be starting in the next 60 to 90 days. Mm. Right now, County Road 210 is a two-lane road, but it will soon be four back in January. First Coast News, they say, reported a deadly crash on 210 in Southampton, right in this area, obviously. And at that time, there were commissioners that said that vowed to get things done in that area.
Mm.
So now it looks like things are getting done. The county says it's going to cost about $26 million to complete the project. There's going to be widening, utility relocation, and bridge construction.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Bridge. Where's the bridge?
Yeah. Hmm. I guess there's
maybe it's the overpass?
A bridge. Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'll never go out there.
No, 210. I know. Yeah.
Let's see.
It's cold up there. It's too north.
It's too far north.
Too far north.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You're right.
Winter is coming.
It is. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
I'm actually looking forward to winter this year. Been too freaking hot this year.
It was hot. It was weird. It was just like moist. I hate that word, but it's the truth. Yeah.
It
was
just it rained a moist a lot. Summer.
Yeah.
It rained a lot.
It did. Yeah. We needed it, they say.
Mm-hmm. Apparently.
All right. Time for the Gas Buddy Gas Report.
Woo!
Yay! Yeah. Woo! All right.
Gas it up.
There we go. The Sunoco at $21.99 North Ponce de Leon Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
$3.35. They dipped below that $3.33 for a smidgen of a minute.
Yep.
Got right up there at $3.35. We got Circle K at $7.15, $2.07. $3.35 as well. The Shell at $2.16 Ponce de Leon Boulevard is at $3.35. We've got the $23.50 North Ponce Shell, $3.37. The Sunoco at $4.50 South Ponce, $3.37. The gate at Mizell Road, 339, and it all goes up from there. That Gas Buddy Gas Report brought to you by our friends at 44 Spanish Street Inn. You can relax and indulge your perfect local staycation without wasting multiple tanks of gas.
Yeah.
You can enjoy some amazing Eggs Benedict, hang out in the heart of downtown St. Augustine, and just relax for a little while. Look, if you're planning on doing some cool stuff in downtown St. Augustine, stay out there for the night so you don't have to deal with the traffic. You can walk to everywhere you want to go,
mm-hmm.
and you can just get pampered.
Mm-hmm. So nice. There.
And right next door, they got late night food with barley.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They have tenders. The best shepherd's pie.
Tenders. I like their shepherd's pie, but I like Meehan's shepherd's pie better.
Oh, okay.
Meehan's does it by hand, and they won't always have it. Like, when they run out, they run out.
Okay.
So
that's a good thing.
Meehan's shepherd, if you like, and I'm not picking on barley has great food, but Meehan's shepherd's pie.
Whew, I'm going to try that. So okay. Not mad about a Meehan's moment.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got some live music coming into town today.
I'm not going to stall.
No, you don't need to.
I got yelled at.
You don't need to stall.
Feelings are still hurt.
Okay.
No, they're not.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't have feelings.
Good point. You don't have feelings, Troy. <Good point.
laughs> I was told that like three times yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's a trend.
Like Troy, you're so sarcastic. You really don't have feelings. I was like,
yeah.
You guys sweat
the
about
Grinch.
Stuff. You sweat about stuff that you shouldn't.
Yeah, that's right. I'm with you.
You only sweat about stuff on one hand, right? It's the one hand stress rule. It's like your family, you know, like your home, your pets.
That's it.
Anything else after that, forget it.
Yeah.
All right.
Then just scream about it on the show.
That's
over here. Scream about it on the show.
Yeah. Therapy.
My jaw right now. I can't unclench it from the Office Max story. Jim Lamb's going to be at the Milltop. Thank you for reminding me, Troy.
Heavy metal. Jim Lamb.
Jim Lamb's going to be at the Milltop at noon. Ian Kelly's going to be at the Cellar upstairs at 1. Fawn Kaiser Beaches at Volano, breaking up fights at 5 o'clock.
Nice.
Heather Craig is going to be at A1A Aleworks at 5. Trevor Compton, the St. Augustine Shores Golf Club at 5. The Carpetbaggers at Pelican Landing Bar and Grill at 6. Josh Ford at Pierre's Pub at 6. The Dewey Vaya Band, Barillo's Pizzeria and Beer Garden.
Ooh, and longer and longer.
Yeah. They'll add the subs back in next week, and that's going to be just a really long named place.
Casapola.
6 o'clock. We got Ivan Smith, Casa Divino 57, 6 o'clock. Bob Patterson, O.C. White, 6:30.
Yeah.
And Ian Opalinski, Barley Republic, 8 o'clock.
We have an Ian and an Ivan.
Ian and an Ivan. Ooh. Yep. I've got a couple of Ians. I think Ian Kelly was up there too, right? Wow. Yes, he was. He was one of the first ones.
Ian.
Two Ivan. Ians and an Ivan.
Sounds like ice cream.
I names are the way to go today.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Idiots are a few I can think of.
Oh, yeah. Office Max.
Yeah. See, it's weird. You went idiot. I went igloo. I was going with I words.
I went ice cream.
You went ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
See who the angry one is. Got
it. Infuriated.
Oh.
That live music mic check brought to you by somebody who doesn't infuriate me. That's Chris Stevens Auto.
All right. Salt of the earth.
That's it, man. He's my mechanic. He's my mother's mechanic. Should be your mechanic. Give him a call today. 451-5144.
It's because he's intelligent.
Mm. He is intelligent.
Muy inteligente.
Yeah. It's hard to get frustrated at intelligence. Mm. It's hard to get frustrated at Fidus Roofing, too.
Never do.
No.
I know you love a value, but better than a value is what?
Yeah, that's not today's read.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a 50-50 chance.
Tried. Yeah, good shot. You tried, Davey. I appreciate the effort, man.
Lots of support out there to some organizations I'm sure that you'd love to tell us about.
The fact that you remember it, I'm sure they appreciate it.
Man, they support a lot of local charities that support local kids.
Woo.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters of St. John's County, investing in kids and the Boy Scouts of St. John's County and more. They're also always looking to grow their team and would encourage anybody to come and apply with them. They are master elite contractors for St. John's County, which not only means they're the best, but it means they offer warranties that nobody else can. Give them a call today, 904-355-ROOF.
They do pavers. Try and think.
Stay from country.
Okay, sing out loud.
Stay away from country.
Okie doke. Okay.
Not where you're trying to go.
Not my palate.
No, it's not your wheelhouse.
All right, here's another story that's going to fire me up here. Did anybody?
Oh, that's what you need. We need more fired up.
Golly.
Just get the hose out.
My palms are already gross. Did anybody bring in some blood pressure medicine today?
They're asking for you to have a Xanax in comments.
Yeah, they're telling us to give you Xanax.
Send them down.
Make it rain.
Bring them on down. I'm not.
I heard they sell them at Office
Declining
Max.
Xanax today.
I heard they have them at Office Max. But you have to order online.
They don't
order online, and it'll be here Tuesday. Too soon?
Too soon.
I feel like it might be too soon.
Too soon. Here we go. It's a fun show today. Real fun show today. City commissioners cite Jackson, Mississippi as the reason for increasing fees here at home. This makes no sense. No sense. This comes from, surprisingly, The Record.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, then I don't know if it's true.
Yeah. Let's look at the words closely.
All right. St. Augustine commissioners recently passed a rate and fee increase that will take effect October 1st, including water and wastewater charges, pointing to the Jackson, Mississippi water crisis. A commissioner called the increase a necessary step to keep the city's water infrastructure healthy. If you're going to raise the damn fees, don't make up excuses. Just raise the damn fees. Among other increases, monthly water and wastewater rates will increase for both residential and commercial utility customers inside and outside the city limits. They say these rates and fees will fund operations of the fund. These rates and fees will fund the operations of the fund and continue the upkeep and replacement of all equipment. We have money for that already?
Get the water off of my street first.
Right?
Oh.
Right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you spill a Coke on my street, it's flooded.
I know.
So.
Isn't that what's going on in Jackson, Mississippi? I'm trying to find a correlation here.
There's nothing that correlates with Jackson, Mississippi to St. Augustine.
There's not. Commissioner Barbara Blount, go ahead.
Never, ever compare us to Jackson, Mississippi again. No,
it's a stupid reason to raise our rates. This is like when these idiots out there at the city commission were trying all these unenforceable things over the last couple of years because of what was happening on TV. Mm. It wasn't happening here. Yeah. We were one of the safest counties in the freaking world. And they were locking everybody down and putting these stupid things on their faces and trying to enforce this, and they couldn't do it. This commission is notorious for trying to charge us for solutions that we don't have a problem with. That's happening somewhere else in the world.
And I'll tell you this. I don't mind paying a little bit more if you keep my street from flooding. But you're going to raise my fee, and then the next rain, I'm going to see it, and then I'm going to turn into Pete.
Yeah. So, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I know it. Commissioner Barbara Blonder said it's unfortunate that increases are coming during inflation, and she sympathizes with people who have a greater financial burden. Then don't vote for it.
Yeah.
But when you look at the headlines coming out of Jackson, Mississippi,
mm-mm.
What?
Mistake.
When you look at Flint, Michigan, uh-oh. What? Are we just going to fight everywhere with a fucking water crisis?
Yeah.
Where they have horrible government.
Yeah,
right.
Horrible. That's okay. The problem.
What you're saying is we're horrible government. If you're comparing yourself to another place that has horrible government, then that makes you become that place. So just say we're better than that.
At least. After they also cite excessive flooding and rainfall of the Pearl River in late August. I mean, it's just like, what are these people doing? Find a real justifiable reason to increase rates here at home and tell us about that. Don't try to comparing us to three other places in three other states is ridiculous. This is unfreaking believable.
How are the tides in Jackson, Mississippi? Yeah. Can you tell me about that?
Right.
Yeah. How are the tides there? Yeah. I think that's a factor.
Yeah. People in Jackson have had very low water pressure or discolored water coming from their faucets after the aftermath of their failure. not something that's happening here.
No, I didn't realize St. Augustine's Water Company was failing already.
Right, right. They're throwing a lot of people under the bus, the city commission is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is...
It came from staff, and then the commission decided to go along with whatever staff said, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, that seems to be their MO. That seems to be what they do out there. They don't think for themselves out there at the city of St. Augustine. They don't think for themselves at all.
Yeah.
It's a pathetic group of commissioners.
Well, thank you, school district, for lowering our millage.
Yeah.
We appreciate
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. So it's a balance out-ish.
Not really.
Not even.
No.
Not even. Just really, really stupid. This is just a really stupid. If you're going to raise fees. This is a stupid justification. This people should be wildly upset if they're living in the city of St. Augustine about something stupid like this. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Any other comments?
Yeah, there's a couple more commissioners coming in. We'll find out. You get to vote.
Yeah, you do get to vote.
You get to vote.
Yeah. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind. Seriously.
Yep.
Voting is coming up.
There's two positions opening.
Yep. So. And the current people need to get the hell out of there. They do. They're worthless. Worthless commissioners. Worthless. All right.
I won't go that far, but
I will.
Because they make one bad decision.
Make bad decision after bad decision after bad decision without keeping the residents in mind. They always do this. They constantly do this. They're not in the bubble. They don't understand. It's like they're just completely out of touch with the residents of the city of St. Augustine.
I actually enjoy them more than I do some of the other commissions.
I think they're one of the worst.
Yeah. So, but you don't live in the city or pay taxes in the city.
No, and I don't even need to think they're one of the worst.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see what's going on there. I can see the incompetence coming out of those offices. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts. So. People should be pissed in the city of St. Augustine.
And they have a voice.
They do.
They should take advantage of that voice.
And they should use that very, very strongly in November.
Yeah.
All right.
Get to know the people that you're voting for.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Know their platforms.
Yeah. The comparison to Jackson is just ridiculous.
Yeah. That's stupid. Should not have done that. That was stupid. That's a dumb comparison. Find a real reason to raise rates here in St. John's County.
Yeah.
Speaking of water, it's Thirsty Thursday.
Okay.
And we've never done a Thirsty Thursday before.
Ooh,
new but segment. Davey sent me a story this morning that I thought we've got to make a new segment for this story.
Is this going to be an ongoing segment or just this week?
It's just today, unless we have more thirsty stories that we need to.
Well, I'm talking about cocktails on bollocks today too. So
okay.
It is an outright Thirsty Thursday.
Okay.
So yeah.
Very good.
Thirst Trap
Thursday. That's why I was throwing it out there. I was like, oh, okay. I'm good with that.
So here you go. Nursing home hires strippers.
Yes!
Right? Well, they really liked it, too. Yeah. The pictures, you should see the pictures. They're great. We can't even show the pictures.
It's a great story.
Great story. A nursing home. It's now been forced to apologize. Don't cave for hiring a stripper to perform for senior citizens in wheelchairs.
I mean, really?
Come on.
Awesome.
Who is criticizing this?
It's a beautiful art form. And I enjoy it.
Who's criticizing this?
Stay-run facility for retired Army personnel. Army personnel,
oh,
too. They've been through it.
Who is complaining about this?
This is in Taiwan. Oh, they paid the adult entertainer for a steamy show to celebrate their mid-autumn festival, an important holiday in Chinese culture whereby people gather to celebrate the rice and wheat harvest for the season.
She's very flourishing.
I cannot show this yet.
No, you can't. Clay, you can't show the pictures.
Clay's back there.
We can't show the pictures. The pictures are so great, though.
But, oh, my God.
I have to go around and look at it because I haven't seen it yet.
There's video.
Oh, there's videos.
Yeah, there's pictures.
The grins
on these guys' faces. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So they've got their faces shoved in boobs.
Yeah. But it's in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I don't know what that culture is.
It's a whole culture. Yeah, no. Culture. Yeah, you don't mess around.
Video of the raunchy performance, which took place last Thursday, was filmed by an attendee before it was posted on social media and quickly went viral, of course.
I heard they did it in Jackson. Maybe we should do it here.
You know what? Maybe if they do it in Jackson, we should do it here.
Bring it into the commission.
Anything they do anywhere else, we should be doing it here.
We can do better.
That's right. The kinky clip shows the masked up erotic dancer clad in lacy lingerie. She did wear a mask. Not going to do anything.
That was required by Taiwan law.
Yeah, probably was.
Yes.
Giving one elderly man a lap dance and thrusting her breasts into his face. I just love the writing on that.
So happy.
Thrusting.
Yeah.
Thrust.
The man doesn't appear to mind.
Oh.
Of course he doesn't.
Doesn't appear to mind at all.
So happy.
And can be seen squeezing the woman's assets, they say, as she enthusiastically writhes her body.
Oh, my God.
The writing on this is somebody's trying to win a writing prize here.
Yeah, they're going for the Pulitzer.
Other nursing home residents could be seen clapping along and enthusiastically seeming to relish the raunchy show.
Beautiful.
But the senior care facility was hit with backlash and subsequently released a statement saying the intention of the event was to entertain residents and make them happy.
And it worked.
You did it. We are sorry for the offense that it caused. Who was offended?
I would have had the letter already written. I would have had it written out and go, let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go.
I'm trying to get my family in there.
Here's the letter.
Yeah, right. Here's the letter.
Sign me up.
My dad would have been so happy.
You guys are signing me up right now.
Man. So, yeah, there you go. They had to apologize. They shouldn't have apologized. Don't ever apologize. Yeah,
Blake, well, the River House has belly dancing. I mean,
they do. Yeah,
they have belly dancing class. So,
yeah. That's one step away from strippers.
One step away.
They do it in Taiwan. Burlesque. They do it in Taiwan. Bring it here.
Yeah. You always got
to
copycat.
Bring it to the River House. I will help facilitate that.
Sponsor the polls.
That's right.
Mike Davis. He built the River House. Maybe he knows.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He knows where you can install some polls.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right. That was your Thirsty Thursday story. Hey, we've got a special announcement tomorrow. Along with the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office. Special announcement tomorrow at 12:45 p.m.
What is it?
I almost said the same thing, though. That's why I'm laughing. What is it?
It's a special announcement.
Special announcement.
For tomorrow.
Okay. I've got all the details.
Tomorrow!
Everybody, put it in your calendars now.
Tomorrow. Put it in your calendar. 12:45. We're going to be going live with the Sheriff's Office.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, 12:45. We'll post something about it on social media later. Okay. I hope somebody's at the door with Xanax when we're done with this
show.
I really
do. Definitely going to be sponsored by Xanax.
Good. Okay, they got a lot of money.
Yep.
A lot of money. Troy, how do you want to approach the comments today?
I'm going to thunder through this Thursday.
Nice. Okay.
All right. There you go. Very good. As you do that, I will remind people that our friends at Flashes and Brilliance are St. Augustine's most trusted gold buying company. They buy gold, silver, rare coins, fine watches, and more. It's no secret. A lot of people need cash right now. If you have old treasure, random antique coins, just taking up space. Mm-hmm. You might not even have any idea what they're worth. Good thing is, John and Stephanie know exactly what they're worth, and they are ready to shell out some cash to you for bringing it to them. Give them a call, 904-540-7617. I can see Davey out of the corner of my eye, like, conducting.
Yeah, it's like,
Well, okay, he's good.
But they come to you, which is great. So your treasure doesn't have to leave your house. You leave it secured in your house. They'll come to your house if you feel comfortable. Otherwise, they'll meet you somewhere else. But that's the best part about Flashes.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to send it off. Hope it gets it back to you if they reject it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, Bates, Hewitt, and Floyd, BHF Insurance, been providing insurance and peace of mind for residents and businesses in Northeast Florida for over 40 years. Very long time.
Yes.
BHF specializes in all types of insurances, specifically in the area of homeowners insurance. They have a small, dedicated staff to work directly with their clients. Christy Lawrenson is our St. Augustine advisor. She brings her passion and knowledge of insurance while specializing in all your personal insurance needs. Call or stop into their new St. Augustine office, conveniently located in South Park, right across from Flagler Hospital. Let them do a complimentary assessment of your current policies. See where you could be saving some money. 904-794-5455. All right, Troy, what do we got, man?
All right, so the question of the day brought up a lot of different restaurants. Wow. I mean, they were all over the place. I mean, some ones that really stuck out to me was like Hardee's, because they used to have those amazing biscuits.
Oh, Hardee's.
I think I did see a Quincy's in there for the Big Fat Reese.
Oh,
rolls.
Yeah. I worked at Quincy's the day they closed.
Yeah, that's right. You were there.
I was working
there. They closed that day.
Yep. my first day on the job. They're like, oh, well, this place is going nowhere fast. Time to close.
Someone said something about Long John Silver's. But when they said Long John Silver's, that made me think of another one that I absolutely love, and that was Prince of Wales. They have it open back up, and they had the most amazing fish and chips there.
I was wondering what was in there. Okay.
It was so good. So good. Okay. So that I want to say thank you to Stars from Tammy, Jennifer, and Scott.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Always taking care of us on that. And everyone's boycotting Office Max for you. So we're good.
Yeah.
They should. I mean, they should for their own selves, really. Honestly, don't do it for me. Do it for yourself.
For their high-quality customer service.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where the new Popeyes should go. Wouldn't it be great if we had a Popeyes?
People love a Popeyes. It would
save me a drive.
Yeah.
So.
Stoneham Stat.
They have two of them in Palatka.
What's the deal?
Yeah.
Can we have one in Palatka?
Yeah. All right.
Bring them down here.
Stoneham Stat today took place in 1916. In 1916, the very first tank was used in battle. So the English were in battle, and I'm not sure how to say the name. I think it's Somme. And they rolled out like 50 tanks, you know, but they were super slow and they couldn't get through the mud and stuff like that. But they showed some promise. It wasn't a successful attack, but like they kept getting better and better. But the very first tank ever used in battle was used on this day in 1916.
Wow. Okay.
So, and when I was a kid, I always, instead of a car, I always wanted a tank.
I mean, what kid didn't want a tank instead of a car? If you would have given me the option at 16, Pete, here's a 1988 Ford Mustang or a tank.
Well, I think that was the reason I wanted a Hummer so bad when it came out. You know, I think my kid came back, you know, and I had a Hummer for 13 years. I mean,
yeah. But you had an H2.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like the.
I wanted H1. The real. Yeah. Hummer.
Well, so did I.
But yeah.
You know, it
you couldn't buy those anymore. At
you
that
got
point,
like
right?
1 mile to the gallon. You know,
take up two.
You couldn't get park it anywhere. Didn't fit in regular parking places. So,
I don't know if I ever told this story about Vanilla Ice trying to park at Casa Monica with his Hummer.
Oh no!
And the valet dudes were like, "No, man, it's not, because you know that tunnel right by where you go to the rotary. Yeah. So you can't. He wouldn't fit through there. And he was like, "No, I'll do it myself." And sure enough, he does it and scratches the whole side of his Hummer.
Yeah. Oh, he turned like this.
Yeah.
Well, and I would have to take. I wouldn't let them drive it because it was that tight. I would have to take mine through it.
Wow.
So I understand why.
But yours was a little more narrow.
Yeah, mine's about a foot. It was about a foot more narrow, and it was still tight. There's no way.
Definitely messed that car up. Yeah.
And he's coming back, I heard.
Is he really?
For what?
To redo the tunnel?
I don't know. I can't say. I don't think it's been released yet.
Okay.
But I
you just said.
So you heard a rumor.
You get, well,
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a rumor.
Okay. What would he be coming here for, to perform?
Mm-hmm. Record with Lindsay Lohan. I don't know. Yeah.
Let's hope not.
Who knows?
Yeah. Let's
knows.
Hope not. Actually, he has a really good, like...
There's a festival he might be involved in.
Isn't he on, like, HGTV or something? Like, he's a good, yeah, he's home person.
He does renovate houses and stuff. Oh,
well, of course he does.
He's a flipper.
Of course he does. Everybody does that now on TV. Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
No one does it in real life.
Well, everybody does it on TV, that's for sure. All right, that story and stat brought to you by an amazing pizza place in downtown St. Augustine. That would be our friends at St. Augie's Pizza. I love their pizza. The cheesy, the melty, the greasiness. Oh, I love it, man. It's the perfect pizza. It's right there between Riberia and ML King. Check them out today, St. Augie's Pizza. You will love yourself for doing it. Thank you, guys. It was a show today.
It was fun for us.
It was fun for everybody but me. I'm going to go drown in Xanax. Thank you, Clay, for pressing all the buttons. Big shout out to Old City Homes, Bozard, Ford, Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations, Realty and Auction, Flashes and Brilliance, Chiba Hut Toasted Subs, St. Augie's Pizza, Bacon Storage, Island Prep Elementary, BHF Insurance, and 44 Spanish Street Inn. Click up there to get those alerts if you're watching on Facebook on the bell. And download the 904 Now app. It is free for your smartphone. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.